A deep sea robot off the coast of Hawaii today located the remains of the boat Ehime Maru. The Japanese ship sank last week after a U.S. submarine collided with it as the sub practiced a surfacing maneuver. 9 Japanese sailors are missing and feared dead. Details about the crash have been slow to filter out. The Navy has revealed that several civilians were on board the submarine at the time, and 2 of the civilians were at the helm as the craft surfaced. Paul Beaver is an editor at Jane's Defense Weekly. He says this kind of civilian ride-along program is unique to the U.S. military.
As usual, the American Navy is ahead of the game when it comes to public affairs. This is really something that the Americans have masterminded. They realized before the rest of us did, I think, that with the ending of the Cold War, there was an opportunity to reach out to the taxpayer to show he or she just how valuable their tax dollars are in keeping a Navy going at the moment, even though there is no discernible threat to the United States from Soviet submarines or the like. And I think it's a very important program. It's an interesting program because, unlike other navies, which open their ships when they are alongside, the U.S. Navy actually takes people to sea, and that is a very different environment.
You're looking at this as from abroad, as an outsider. I would think that the military in other countries, such as Great Britain, must also have to maintain public support for increased military spending. How do they do it?
Yes, the United Kingdom does have a number of programs. In the last 3 years, since we had a major defense review, there has been unprecedented public access to academies, to training areas, to see the military in action. They now have open days far more frequently, and there is more hands-on capability than there ever has been. But we still don't allow, for example, people to fire weapons on training days. We don't allow people to fly in military aircraft except under exceptional situations, and we only allow people on board ships when they're alongside. We're not as brave, perhaps, as the American Navy. It's still a very worthwhile exercise. It still demonstrates to the taxpayer just how effective the equipment is. I'm not sure you need to have the thrill of being able to sit in the bow plane seat or in the helm and control the submarine. I still think that that's something that the Royal Navy would not go to. Now, I've, as a journalist, have traveled in a number of submarines and of 5 different nations, including the Russians. And during that time, I've been allowed to look through the periscope. I've been given access to all the equipment. But I've never been sitting in a seat of one of the, the special sea duty positions. In other words, the steering or ballast positions is just something that I wouldn't even think about asking for, because it is just an area which I don't believe you should get involved as a civilian.
Paul Beaver of Jane's Defense Weekly. Thank you, Mr. Beaver.
My pleasure.